This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steve Throw Hill, could you please serve everyone on Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Ted. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Oh.
All right, Ted, you understand how this your game is played?
Yes, sir.
All right, you got your choice today of one of three stories. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? Interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. And finally, Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
Let's go, Bite Me.
Just eat it.
All right. Cabot Creamery. Cabot Creamery butter has been recalled in 7 states because of possible contamination, but the maker says the product only made it to store shelves in its home state of Vermont. Congratulations, okay. Vermont. So according to the FDA, the recall notice for the 8-ounce extra creamy premium butter, sea salted products, the butter had elevated levels of a contaminant. And our parent company, they say that 99.5% of the product was recovered before reaching consumers, and only 17 packagers were even sold. Now, the recall, that covered 189 cases, that totaled about 1,700 pounds. They discontinued it in all of the other states that they send the stuff to, which is about 7 other states. They do point out, they say this recall is level 3, meaning the product is unlikely to cause health problems. But the unlucky 17 buyers are still advised to dispose of the butter and return it to the retail. So the question is, what is in the Cabot Creamery Extra Creamy Premium Butter Sea Salted Butter? Wow, it's a mouthful. Was it?
That was so much.
It is so much, and that's the name of the freaking product. Is it heavy metals, pesticide, E. coli, or fecal matter?
So
heavy metals, pesticide, E. coli, or fecal?
Going heavy metals because I've done the manufacturing thing.
All right, heavy metals.
What was the third option again?
E. coli.
E. coli. And this is from butter.
It's in their butter. Specifically, the extra creamy, creamy, premium butter, sea salted butter.
Extra creamy.
Yeah.
Ted,
extra.
I think I'm going to go E. coli.
E. coli.
Well, extra creamy
premium.
Extra creamy and premium butter, sea salted butter. Cops, you know where he is now. Go get him.
I'm going to go with fecal matter.
Fecal matter.
Yeah, Ted's into butt stuff.
Okay, for the. Okay. What did they find in the Cabot Creamery, whatever it is, sea salt butter? Heavy metal, pesticides, E. coli, or fecal matter? We'll find out next. You are listening to The Men's Room.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Category is up. Bite me on profile. This, we've got a creamery that makes butter in the state of Vermont. And apparently they only sell the butter in Vermont.
Well, but they sell it in seven states and only made it to the shelves in Vermont.
Okay, gotcha. It was contaminated. You said level 3. That means that it's not the worst thing in the world.
But don't eat it.
It won't kill you.
Probably.
Okay.
Probably. That's how they stated anyway. And Ted, that is the question we posed you. Was it heavy metals?
Mm-hmm.
Was it pesticide? Was it E. coli? Was it butt stuff, a.k.a. fecal matter? And we will start with you. You went with heavy metals.
Yes, sir.
No. Ronnie James Dio's. No Ronnie James
bummer.
Dio's
in there.
It's a bummer that it's not heavy metals. Miles Montgomery, you went with E. coli. Because it's an oldie,
but
a
good
eye.
Be bigger than level 3, maybe. I don't know.
I feel like it happens a lot.
Yeah.
Ted, you went with fecal matter. Nobody fecal guessed pesticide. You guessed fecal matter. And you are correct.
Yeah, man. It was extra creamy, premium. Yeah, that's it.
Extra creamy, premium butter, sea-salted butter.
But it begs the question, how in the world did fecal matter get in the doggone butter?
It's everywhere, Mike.
You ever ask yourself that about fudge stripes?
Was
it cow fecal matter?
Right?
Same thing. They don't really clear that up. It's cow. You go like, okay, that makes some sense.
Or did someone like crack a really gank fart?
Back like to your OnlyFans story coming up in headlines? You know what I'm saying? As far as like somebody was working at the factory.
Paid extra money for that.
Was not happy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, we start today with breaking news in the TV sports world.
Breaking news.
Lee Corso is finally retiring from College Game Day.
After 79 years at the desk.
I mean, he is almost 90. Here's the thing, Mike, if you ever watch College Game Day, which is an institution, right, for college football.
Sure.
So Corso's been on there since the inception of it. Remember, Lee Corso coached college ball. Also, credit to Coach Corso, when he was at Maryland back in the day, he recruited the first black athlete from the Naval Academy, got him to transfer, and was the first black athlete to play football in the ACC. Hmm. Which I think is kind of a nice little, you know, like Coach Corso out there helping out.
Yeah, he was one of the... But he'll be remembered for wearing big heads.
He was one of the...
Well, yes. Head, right?
No, you're not wrong. I'm just saying, like, but he'll be remembered because he put giant heads on top of his.
Right. So not breaking the color barrier, right. Helping.
Nope.
So on game day, he is most... God damn it, I know. He is so famous. He, over the years, he became, as they would say, the comic foil.
Sure.
But, right, years ago, he's at an Ohio State game. That they're going to pick the game they're at. He puts on Brutus's big Ohio State, the mascot's head, and that became like the signature thing at the end of College Game Day, put on the head. I mean, sometimes, look, College Game Day ends at 9 out here on the West Coast. I mean, I would set my alarm to make sure I was up at 8:30 just to be like, I got to watch him put on the head.
What's he doing?
I know, it sounds insane, but to me, that's part of college football Saturday. It's like, you got to watch Coach Corso put on the head.
Who's left? Okay. Dick Vitale? I mean, as far as being there, broadcasting ESPN.
Well, Dick Vitale, too. I mean, he just got through another round of fighting cancer. Yeah. Like, the issue is that, like, Coach Corso, I love him, but he just looks old.
Yeah, I mean, it's time to go at some point. That's all.
Correct. And, we went through it with Lou Holtz, right? Yeah. I like Coach Holtz, but that kind of got ridiculous there. So I think Dick Vitale is the same way. Like, but Dick Vitale's like, I want to come back and do a couple more years. It's like, I hear you, Dick. But you sound like death.
Okay, yeah. I guess probably Berman. He still comes on and does the halftime.
Everyone's
on.
It was Sunday
or Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football, right?
That's right, ESPN. So he just kind of does that.
Yeah. So, I mean, he was one of the originals. I'm just trying to think. Because, like you're saying, man, he probably started in 1980 or somewhere in there, 78 ESPN. I'm trying to think. They maybe have like two or three guys.
93. Or 87, he was hired as an analyst for College Game Day.
Okay. All right. That's a hell of a career.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is it's unbelievable. There's also, you could find all kinds of clips for him. There's a famous one where they have a kid on, and they're at the Harvard-Yale game, and the kid picks Yale or something. So Corso would always say, not so fast, my friend. But instead, he looks over and just goes, not so fast, midget.
Oh, damn. Wow.
And it's a child.
Well, it's better you say it to a child than a dwarf.
Yeah.
You're right. It's just one of those things. I also read that he's actually just over about 660% out of 1,000 for his headgear picks.
Okay. That's pretty good, man.
Yeah, it's not bad. But like I said, his last one will be the first game of the year. I want to say that'll be August 30th. Okay. So I'm sure in the next week or two, you'll see some good tributes and everything.
Yeah, so they're just doing like one send-off week, then he's done.
Correct. Man, the college football, as much as I love it, it's such a mess. I think they call that like week zero now or something.
Oh, Lord.
On Labor Day weekend. I mean, look, the problem is the giant out there, right? Like, you have all these sports, and then there's a great white shark that keeps eating things up, which is the NFL.
NFL, yeah.
Right? I mean, last year, LeBron on Christmas Day was like, I love the NFL, but NBA, which I would agree with, is Christmas Day. And then Goodell came over the top and was like, F you, we're putting three or four games on now? And it's like, Jesus.
Keep talking, I'll make it five.
So college football is kind of the same way, right? It used to be traditionally, right, Friday nights were high school, Saturday were college, pros were Sunday. Mm-hmm. And then ESPN had some Thursday night college games. And then not so fast, NFL said, we're going
to
do that.
Well, NFL has a salary cap. They have all these rules for each individual team. And it seems to me like the NCAA football action and basketball is just the wild, wild west. Who's got the most money? How much money can you pay these guys? You can bring in as many as you want as long as you can pay them. So there's no equilibrium as far as, like, saying, like, you can't spend any more money. They can spend as much as they want. If you got a Kentucky booster and he wants to pay for it, he'll pay for it.
Right. My whole issue is that, like, you have all these pundits and stuff on sports going, well, somebody's got to figure it out. Yeah, it's pure and simple, right? It's the school presidents.
Right.
Right? You had the BCS years ago, and they were all ex-school presidents, but they had nothing to do with the school. So it's like, just stop. Like, you know what I mean? People up top have to go, all right, we might not make as much money this year.
Correct.
Right. Speaking of money, let's talk about some of the highest paid actors of 2024.
Now, Dwayne Johnson.
always.
Ooh,
well, yeah, he's number one.
Okay, is he? Right. He's everywhere.
Well, and he's got his hand in so many different things. You know, he's got his hand in his tequila. He's got the UFL that he's doing. He's right. got a just a president of TKO, if I'm not mistaken, which he owns wrestling at
some
this point.
Kind of water thing going on. Right. Yeah. So he makes a lot of money.
Plus, his movies, they're good action films. They make a ton of money.
They make exactly what right. they know they're going to make.
They draw a crowd.
I'm going to guess Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa.
I don't know if I'd put
not
Momoa
on the
there.
List. Okay. Now, some of them will kind of surprise you, right? Like Jerry Seinfeld's still fourth on the list.
And this is just Seinfeld repeats for the most part. For the most part.
Right. I mean, he did the B movie or the Pop-Tart movie?
Bro,
did a stand-up
those
special.
Are not doing anything.
Right. I think a ton of that is just because of, you know, Seinfeld is still in syndication on regular TV, and it's on, it switches around from the streaming services and this and that.
Right. I don't know if I'd want to meet him.
I would.
I like the show, but there's just something about him where I feel like he would be like,
he's a little off.
I don't have time
putting.
For you. Yeah, like, yeah, right. Who are you? Why am I talking to you?
I think you look up a certain type of New Yorker, and he's that.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. That's fair.
I'm with you.
It's not that he's rude. He's just, this is my job. I don't need people to
See,
be around me.
Yeah, I think
job.
That's kind correct. Of
I feel with Larry David, you could engage with him. You could have a conversation with him. He would get tired of you after a while, but you could, initially, you know what I mean? You could talk to the guy.
Maybe, but him and Jerry, I think, are cut for the same cloth.
Yeah, well, they definitely are. They definitely are.
I would throw. I love both their work. I have no desire to meet them. Right, like, guy like The Rock, I don't watch his movies, but I'd love to talk to that guy.
Yeah, I'd more want to meet him than watch his movies.
Yeah. Yeah,
hey,
good
have
point.
You seen? It's fine. I'm fine to miss it, but I want to meet you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Have you seen like me? No.
I feel like he'd market to you the entire time, though.
I don't think he can help it.
No.
I don't even think he would be trying to. I think that's just how he is.
Or he'd pump you up about something. He'd ask you one question, like, well, how are we achieving that goal?
right.
Exactly. Just like, Jesus.
You putting in the hours? You putting in the work, man?
Let's see. Who else is on the list? Number 20 on the list, Joaquin Phoenix.
Really?
Yep.
I think he just gets a big payday per movie, and he does well. Like a movie. I mean, if he gets $20 million a year,
he's one
or
of those,
$20 million a movie.
He's one of those where he's a leading guy, and he's in a lot of really big movies. I just don't get Joaquin Phoenix's appeal.
I think his appeal is that if you like the kind of movie that you know he's going to be in, it's not about him. You already know that kind of movie.
You know, I liked Walk the Line. I thought he did a great job in that movie. Anything else that I see him in, it's a movie. Joker, it was fine.
Yeah, I'm with Thrill. He's a very specific guy. So here's a strange one. Number 16, John Cena.
He does a
is
lot
that kid
of
stuff?
Bit parts. No, man, he does there's some
parts
kid stuff. There's some more adult stuff. Like, I'll see a million different commercials, and they're all for different things that he's in. I have not really heard of anyone, but, like, my kid knows them all. I don't even know that he's seen them.
Well, the WWE also pumps out movies, and, like, I'm not positive they're ever in theaters. They might go straight to streaming services or whatever, but you can find these movies, and they get paid for.
Well, and he's also on his farewell tour with the WWE right now. He turned heel in the last few months, and so that's been a really big spin on there, so I wonder if he got a fat check for that. But
oh, I'm sure.
It's just amazing. He's over Denzel.
He makes more money than Denzel was.
But last year,
what's
he did.
The last
well, they both made $23 million.
Oh, okay. Well, geez.
And he had a couple movies that went out last year.
In that $23 million realm is like Wahlberg, Statham.
Okay.
Matt Damon.
Your usual suspects.
Let's see. Will Smith got 26 last year. Him and Sandler tied at $26 million.
What did Will Smith do?
I mean, Sandler, you can make fun of him all you want, but he's productive.
Yeah.
But Will Smith, like, what the hell did he do?
Is that Fresh Prince reruns that are going around?
Maybe.
Well, it didn't.
Did he release an album?
It's not from the album. And that came out this year.
Yeah.
No, the movie he made where he won the Oscar, right?
King George?
Serena and Venus's dad.
But, I mean, did he produce it or something? Where he still
I
getting
he just
residuals?
Got paid that much to be in it.
Damn.
Let's see. Nicole Kidman. That makes sense to me.
She's always in a movie.
George Clooney's high on the list.
Same.
He's right? Right. And if Clooney's on the list, who else is on the list?
Christian Bale.
Brad Pitt.
I feel like if Clooney wants to do something funny, he calls up Brad.
Yeah, but it's kind of comedic. I need my man Brad.
Really? Yeah, exactly. Then you had Seinfeld, Kevin Hart.
Yep.
Yeah, he's hot in this right now.
And
he's
it works, man.
Well, and Miles and I watched that show that was basically about him. It was. It was really good.
And I'll tell you what, if that's really about him, what a twisted, messed up life.
Well, I don't think he's actually killed a girl.
No, but I mean the whole Philly thing, you know, yeah. Like all that weird crap going on. I was just like, man, if this is based off your life, wow.
Ryan Reynolds is second on the list behind The Rock. He's another one. He's in massive movies.
And also productive.
Right. He's got his hands and everything.
Yep. Still has a soccer league. And is he still with that F1? Is he still with Alpine? Is that what
is he
that
is a part? He is a small percentage owner in Alpine. Yeah,
I got you.
And, well, because my guy Pierre Gasly races for them, so I keep an eye on that team.
And the Canadian Motor, phone company.
Oh, then, Mint Mobile. Yep.
And the Gin.
Yep.
Well, and to their credit, Wrexham has gone up every year.
Yeah.
That they've owned it. Now, granted, they spilled a lot of money in that league they were in, and like bought some players, but. They keep getting promoted.
What an insane concept. Spending money, not for yourself, but to make the team better. What an idea.
I know.
God, he's brilliant.
I laugh about it all the time with Americans that don't like soccer. They're like, it's communist sport. Like, actually, it's not at all. You can just spend as much money as you want.
This is a free market. Yeah.
Literally, it is, right, it is the most capitalist thing you've ever seen. I mean, Mike... Your contract doesn't even have to be up. Another radio show could just show up and go, we'll pay Mike's contract this year, we'll pay you a fee, and we're going to pay him.
Yeah.
And they go, all
cool.
Right,
take them. Later.
Let's see. If you're watching the new version of Matlock, the first season finale of Matlock tonight.
Who is the new Matlock?
Kathy Bates.
Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah.
Okay. That's weird.
Well, I think her and Andy Griffin look a lot alike.
I mean, this boy, about the same age when they took the role.
Jesus.
Yeah, so you got that going for you. Other than that, man, enjoy this evening. It's nice out there.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Never good when a plane lands and one of its wheels goes whizzing by. Meanwhile, a message in a bottle from 1976 is found, and they were actually able to find the guy. He doesn't remember writing it, by the way.
What?
No, he does. No idea. He's like, I think it's me.
You're telling me I littered?
Pro tennis player has a hard time dealing with opponent's funk. And OnlyFans model is fined for acting like basically a human skunk. And things get heated at a comic store when a gun is drawn. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We got a New Hampshire where an OnlyFans model has crossed the line, to say the least.
How?
A couple times, actually. She made headlines back in February when she was tracked down by officers after being caught filming herself, let's say, contaminating grocery items at a local store as a content for her page.
Was she peeing on them?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, come on.
But since those charges came to light, someone else has discovered that they were affected by her antics as well. Turns out that the local Marriott also has her as a suspect, alleging that she damaged hotel property during her stay, filming herself urinating into the hotel's air conditioning unit, relieving herself on bedding of a room, the curtains, and even the Bible that was in the drawer.
These but she filmed herself.
People are paying her money to do this?
They are. $15 a month is the subscription.
Wow.
And
that's worth it.
And looking at her, she's not unattractive. It's like, do you really got to pee on stuff?
Yeah, I'm with you, dude.
Like,
and if you do, don't film yourself.
No.
On OnlyFans.
$15 a doggone month to pee on stuff. What's the matter with you?
How much would you pay?
For me to do that?
Yeah.
How
many dollars a month do I have to pay you to watch you pee on stuff?
You would have to pay me a great amount just for me to do that because I'm going to have to foot the fine.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I'd rather produce that content than watch it.
I agree. You want to watch me pee? All right.
I mean, if you want to pay me, I mean, pay me $20. I'll go pee on something.
I mean, I pee a couple times a day, so cool.
Chug this bottle of water, make $40.
God. Why don't you pee on the food you're going to eat?
Yeah.
And then eat it.
Exactly.
Now I'm impressed.
Hey, there's Castle's keyboard.
See that one?
That'd be funny.
No, it's for my OnlyFans. Like, no, it's just for thrill.
Right. You guys don't pay me enough. I have to do this.
What if you just went around dropping your junk in people's coffee cups in the office? You know what I mean?
I don't know what salesperson this is, but good looking family.
Bringing around in there.
He does that for free.
Yeah.
In other news, over to the UK, where one man blew his opportunity. Everton FC is ready to get things underway in their brand new stadium that was just built. But before they opened it to the soccer fans, they held a test event at the facility to make sure that everything was up to snuff. During which is when our boy screwed up. He filmed himself walking up to the concession stand, ordered himself some goods. We see the vendor put the food down on the counter before turning around to make our boy some coffee, which is when he seized his opportunity. With a curt adios amigo, our man swiped up the food and ran, laughing to himself and his future viewers, proudly proclaiming himself as the first to officially, quote, do a Toby, which is slang for theft.
Was he Speedy Gonzalez?
Right. But as we've seen in the past, when you post video evidence of your crimes, it makes it a lot easier for authorities to track you down, which he was. He was caught and now faces an indefinite ban from the facility. So the place is not even open to watch a game. And you managed to screw it up and get yourself a lifetime ban.
You know, the beauty of social media, though, it doesn't make anyone smarter or dumber, but the percentage of people that are incredibly stupid, they bubble up to the top, right?
They
so
do.
If
they
I'm
do.
A cop or a detective, I don't know how I see this. On the one hand, I took this job because I like the idea of finding out who did it.
Right.
The flip side is, if I got a day and I want to go home early, your dumb ass films yourself and then post it, like, so I can just nail your ass, be done with it, like, I'm going home.
Right.
I don't know if to investigate anything. You told us.
Passengers aboard a flight in Indonesia had a mostly good flight. Mostly.
Mostly.
As the plane touched down at its destination, passengers recall feeling a peculiar bump and rumble as the tires hit the ground, some knowing that something was off about the landing. A video was taken that looks out the window of the plane, and they see what the commotion is all about. One of the tires had fallen off the plane and was speeding right down the tarmac, passing the vessel as it slowed down. Nobody was injured and the plane docked safely at its gate. However, officials have launched an investigation into the incident.
Well, thank God there's more than one tire on a plane, I guess.
I guess.
Oh, yeah.
You still don't want to see that.
No, you don't. I'd be doggone terrified of that crap.
Rolling by you.
I don't see anything fall off the plane.
Well, here's the thing. If you're landing, it's okay.
Yeah.
If you see that thing fall, if it comes off when you're taking off,
right.
Now the whole flight you're thinking
about. You're thinking about it.
Oh, man, do we have enough tires to land?
Right.
Which tire was that?
I always get a bad...
How's the captain going
to
spin this?
Even if you turn around, you still have to land. Right. No matter what, you're going to land.
Even now, I get a bad feeling in my gut when we land and I see the flaps come up. It's like, I can see through the wing.
I'm always wigged out when I see, like, the metal, basically, I don't know, like, tape that they put on the wings.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, is that like...
Like, I don't know about you,
is
but
that
like,
code?
In the vehicle world, when you got duct tape, that is as low rent as it gets, right?
Oh, Lordy. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth...
Thankfully, there's good news.
To Massachusetts, where a pair of brothers combing the beach found a little piece of history. They've been scouring the beaches as a hobby for some time and have unearthed plenty of neat treasures in their day, but they found something quite interesting on this latest venture, a message in a bottle. It was an old Pepsi bottle that they cracked open and read, figuring out that it was written by a 14-year-old taking an oceanography class back in 1976.
I take oceanography.
Okay, let me tell you a couple things about this. If you remember that era and that time, these were 6-pack glass bottles.
All right.
So they had to recap that at some point in time. And that thing, I can't believe that the cap just never came off based on pressurization, any of that stuff. That's nuts.
They tracked down the writer and hoped to return the letter in person. The one that wrote the letter has no memory of putting that message in the bottle, but does look back fondly on that class.
What does the message say? Don't litter. Don't throw glass into the ocean.
He was in an oceanography class.
Exactly.
This was the assignment. This is where the Coast Guard threw it out for us, whatever the deal
was. I'm curious to know, like, if I'm walking down the beach, all right, and I actually put a letter in a bottle, and in front of the cops, I just throw that bitch into the ocean.
Hi-ya!
If I tell them, hey, there's a letter in there, like... Well, I not because if you just did it with nothing in there, they're like, "Are you insane, dude? Right. Writing you a ticket." But if I say there's a message in the bottle, and I throw
it
in there,
that's whimsical.
Is it
whimsical?
Yeah. Do I get away with that?
Right.
I don't know.
I suppose.
Well, the Coast Guard dumped it.
Right. You could probably go to the authorities.
I mean,
like, hey, man,
day,
I just want to drop a message in a bottle. Like that, cool.
But that is, you're right. If I saw you just throwing trash, like, what the hell? And you're like, no, it's a
I'll
message
put a note
in a bottle.
Like,
oh,
okay.
Oh, you're cool.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you can sing, dude. Good luck. Yeah. I write a note on every cigarette butt.
Exactly.
I'm going to send one to England just to suck it.
Cole. Men's Room Sports brought to you by the fine folks at Sports On What. The Mariners wrap things up with the Reds this afternoon, and after a harrowing back and forth that went into the 10th inning, the Mariners come out with their third consecutive series win, finishing that game 11-7. Well done there, boys. They're on the road, and they'll make their way for their next series here soon. As far as what you're going to watch tonight, you got more MLB baseball on, as well as some NHL hockey. Find out where to watch all of those sports in one convenient location. It's called the Sports On What app. As far as your weather, clear skies tonight are dropping temperatures down to a brisk 42. Meanwhile, tomorrow, we're looking at a beautiful, clear, sunny day and a high of 71.
All right.
As far as what we've been doing all week long, we thank everybody for taking part in
Weed Week.
And we played a little game, just coincidentally, throughout this entire time, where somebody gets their name chosen out of a bucket, and it is up to you, the listener, to listen for clues throughout the show and guess whose name got chosen out.
Is it a hat, a bowl, or a bucket? You have switched it up every day this week.
I don't care.
It's a hat, then it's a bowl, now it's a bucket.
It's interchangeable. But for everybody that voted for Steve the Thrill Hill, congratulations, you are correct there. He was the one that got chosen
there. You got picked a lot.
That's it for headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow for the weekend. The return of Ted versus the FCC and a Bad Choice Friday.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
Has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Some people follow the rules. I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.